We've all seen Star Wars many times. Unless you're not a fan of Star Wars and you probably never watched it before. But you've probably seen the meme of unlimited power. But unlimited power is not only in Star Wars. In fact, some other movies also has unlimited power. For example, Godzilla. So you know Godzilla, he's a ginormous dinosaur. First of all, no, he would not be able to exist. Not just because, you know, he eats radiation. You know, that doesn't work. But also the gravity. You see, the square cube law causes him to be pulled down into the ground. And also, if he's just an inch bigger than what he currently is, and he's not in water, well then, he would be like, he would like explode and like the pieces would fly all over the place. You know, not that good. So the destruction of the atomic breath would not be a thing. Guess what? Because the only piece of destruction is Godzilla's dead body falling on the ground. Oh wait, that's also bad. But what would happen if, you know, like you're right underneath Godzilla? Simple. You would liquefy. But what exactly? So, you know my Killing Bill episodes? Have you ever seen them before? Well, heard them before? Well, I didn't do a lot of testing. Like, for example, making Bill, like making a pipe go through his head. But yeah, that's a bit violent. So how about let's make it even more violent and let's take our clone and instead of sticking a pipe up his head, let's just, let's say, stepped him with Godzilla's foot with unlimited power. Anyway, 3, 2, 1. Lift. I don't think he's okay. Like, he doesn't look okay at all. Anyways, let's see what it would do to a human body with the atomic breath. Just kidding, we all know. Like, dead, completely dead. No, don't think about getting third-degree burns. It's not even five-degree burns, if that's a thing. It's like death-degree burns. Like, you would completely disappear. Like, we would see you, but you would be radioactive fallout. So, no, we will not be burying you. I am so sorry, but no. But then, that brings up a question. What if God killed you? Like, what if God uses thunderbolts, I guess, and, like, zapped you with it? First of all, let's go use the amount of electricity in... just kidding. How about let's just get God... Okay, just get all the things in the world, stack them up, and that's basically God. Getting crushed by the universe. A black hole. Like, a million black holes. All the luscious mini-balls in the world. And all the crosses. Jesus' dead body. Oh God, I sinned. All the sins. All the sexy ladies, all the school glue that people ate, and all the purple crayons, and just stack it on top of you. You wouldn't be good. Number one, black holes. Do not be anywhere near a black hole. Number two, nobody can hold up the sun, or like a million suns, or like a million earths, or like a million everything, like infinite everything. But the only good thing about it is then, for me, there would be so many luscious mini balls. But yeah, still, you would be very dead. So that's not good. Not good at all. Plus, every single thing in the universe would be on top of you. Including Jesus' dead body. I can't believe it hasn't rotted yet. Well, yeah, but remember when I said, you know, nothing can lift up a sun, or like the earth, or like a black hole? Guess who can? Revenge of the Sith. actually, no, it's Superman. You know Superman? Have you ever seen, like, those movies Like, for example, Dwayne The Rock Johnson punches that guy straight through, like, 15 walls in Jumanji. No, that wouldn't work. You can go watch a slow-mo video of a actual fist punching through a ballistics dummy. It did not go well. It hit the spine and lifted the spine out. So, no, you wouldn't be punched back. You would be punched through! What about Superman? Because Superman is much stronger than Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Like, maybe, like, subtract one from the speed of light, and boom, you get... There you go, now you got Superman punch. But this is not good, because it would literally split the atoms. And do you know how atomic bombs work? By splitting atoms? Ha ha ha! Nuclear explosion! Of unlimited power! So yeah, you can already get what I mean. If Superman punched you, he would, like, die immediately. Like, basically, now there would, every single thing standing above ground on Earth would become radioactive dust. So, I can't do anything. We're not burying you. Or, like, anybody else. We're not burying Superman either. Oh, yeah, Superman can't die. So, yeah, I don't think anyone would want to be stepped on or, like, radioactive burned by Superman. Well, punched by Superman and radioactively burned. And most importantly, get stepped and radioactively burned by Godzilla. And, of course, get killed by God, aka every single thing on Earth. So, what did we learn from this? Oh, I know. Maybe it's not that fun to have every single thing that you ever wanted and did not want or, like, never knew to be piled on top of your head. Because guess what? You would die. Like, really dead. Like so dead. Like, so dead. So dead that you're dead. The body is so dead that it's dead. Like, it's way too dead to ever be dead. It's like everything about you would be very dead. And you would look very uncomfortable because you are dead. So I guess our lesson is don't die voluntarily. And ask Superman to punch you and cause the end of the world! Causing a nuclear explosion blasting out. You ready? Unlimited power!